Leash Leisure Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Leash Leisure Port Leash and Port Arlington. Leashleisure.ie. Midlands 103.
Hi Carl, here's what's been happening in the world of music. Pink Floyd's David Gilmour says his first studio album in 9 years is written from the point of view of being older, where he says morality is constant. The 78-year-old announced The Piper's Call will be the first song from Luck and Strange to be released. His wife, Polly Sampson, is behind the lyrics. Lost Johnny Cash songs have been rediscovered by his son and will be put on a new album. The collection, called Songwriter, was originally recorded in 1993, a decade before his death. More than 30 years later, the acoustic songs are being released by wife June and son John Carter Cash. The full album's coming out in September. And Taylor Swift's new album has set a record on streaming service Spotify by being played more than 1 billion times. Taylor, who released The Tortured Poets Department last week, was already the first Spotify artist to have 300 million streams in a day. Spotify said that in April, Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department became Spotify's most streamed album in a single week. The album has surpassed 1 billion streams since release. I mean, the woman is constantly breaking records.
Shannon, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for part one of Friday's Entertainment Rundown. Look, again, you always bring gifts. You have IMC Cinema tickets today, and you do for sure.
Of course I do. Now let's prevent a calamity and get this question out here, okay? So,
it's a good one.
For a chance to win a night at the movies for two, I am asking you, because the weather has been so nice, what is your go-to ice cream?
Just give me 2 seconds. I've just kind of caught... We could put this on camera, right? I'm actually getting smaller because the lead is caught in the chair.
There's tension on it. But let us know what your go-to ice cream is. So text or WhatsApp your name, your answer, and your location to 083 30 10 103.
I'll tell you a funny story very quick. It is funny at all, but when I was growing up, I always had to have ice cream from the ice cream fridge only. So I didn't mind what it was. Well, obviously you have your favourites, but yeah. In other words, ice cream fridge. Never a cone. Now for me, the Premiership, the top thing is a 99 cone, and the fridge is a bit second class to me.
Yeah, do you know what I always go to? It was a brunch.
A brunch.
Love a brunch.
They're one of the old school ones that are still, don't mess with them, they're still brilliant.
Oh, my go-to every single time.
Let us know yours, 083 30 10 103. On text or WhatsApp, we'll catch you back in studio to talk about what in the next hour?
Series and movies.
See you then. I'll finish sorting out my headphones.
Leash Leisure Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Leash Leisure Port Leash and Port Arlington. Leashleisure.ie. Midlands 103.
Carl, it's time to update your watch list with these movies and series. Cluedo is being made into a blockbuster Hollywood film in the hope that it can be the next Barbie. Toymaker Hasbro has struck a lucrative deal with Sony to bring the classic murder mystery board game to life and hopefully turn it into a billion-dollar summer smash. No decisions have yet been made on who will direct and star in the whodunit, whose characters include Miss Scarlet and Reverend Green. Hollywood bosses have been eyeing up toy and board game ideas since Barbie made $1.4 billion at the box office. And one to watch if you haven't seen in cinemas is Taylor Swift The Eras Tour Taylor's Version, which is on Disney+. Experience the exclusive cut of the record-breaking phenomenon concert film Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, which contains 4 additional main show songs not seen in theatres and an acoustic collection after the credits featuring 4 on-scene performances. And Bodkin, Will Forte's new series, will thrill you when it comes to Netflix in May. A ragtag crew of podcasters sets out to investigate mysterious disappearances from decades earlier in a charming Irish town with dark, dreadful secrets. This is going to be one to binge when it's released.
Thanks a lot for that, Shannon. Just reading through one of the entries here. Well, there are 2 of them, right? A lot of people saying, you know, their favourite ice cream. That's the question, isn't it, for our IMC Cinema tickets. 99, I'll be honest with you. The cone seems to be winning. A 99 for me all day long with all the toppings as in. Here's an extra twist to the cone, the 99. It's from Teresa Cosgrove from Mullingar. She says, a 99 with an extra flake. So you'd have 2
Ooh,
flakes.
Ooh, flute, so I like it.
A double flaked 99. How's that?
Okay, a double flaked 99. I like it. I like it. So, you know, here's the thing. You can never go wrong with a 99.
Never.
It's a classic and it's lovely. Now, if the price could be a 99.
And you know what? If it's around lunchtime or it's at dinner time and you've no food and you're a bit hungry, it bridges an old gap.
It really does.
Doesn't it?
Really does. Yeah, it's very nutritious.
Not sure what vitamins are in there, but it keeps you going for about a half an hour again. It's a bit like a McDonald's. You'd be grand for half an hour.
You'd be grand for a while.
So people can still enter this. What do they have to do once again, Jen?
So, because the weather is so nice, I want to know what your go-to ice cream is.
That's all it is. Your go-to. What's your favourite? What's top of the list for you? 9 times out of 10. We'll leave the lines open at this till about 2:15.
Yeah.
Because you're back in the next hour to tell us about all things
cinema news.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
The Leash Leisure Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Leash Leisure Port Leash and Port Arlington. Leashleisure.ie. Midlands 103.
Carl, it's time for All Things Cinema News, and this is with thanks to IMC Cinemas. This week's new releases are Challengers, That They May Face the Rising Sun, Scary Girl, and Ordinary Angels. Let's start with Challengers. Tashi, a tennis player turned coach, has transformed her husband from a mediocre player into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a Challenger event, close to the lowest level of tournament on the Pro Tour. Tensions soon run high when he finds himself standing across the net from the once promising, now burnt out Patrick, his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend. Love triangle? This movie is streaming in all 4 cinemas in Athlone, Mullingar, Thurles and Tullamore, and is showing in the Lux screen in Athlone and Mullingar. Next, we have That They May Face the Rising Sun, based on internationally acclaimed Irish author John McGarren's award-winning novel of the same name. That They May Face the Rising Sun is a vivid evocation of nature, humanity and life itself, set in the 1980s rural community in Ireland. This movie is streaming in Athlone, Thurles and Tullamore. Scary Girl is next. In a hidden world, Arki, a tech-savvy girl raised by her cautious father Blister, a rare giant octopus, faces a crisis when sunlight vanishes, threatening their home. Despite Blister's encouragement, Arki struggles to save their plants. An accident exposes them, leading to Blister's abduction. With bounty hunters, Arki heads to the City of Light to rescue her father, uncovering dark truths about her past along the way. If you want to watch this movie, you can, as it's in all 4 cinemas. Ordinary Angels, inspired by the incredible true story of a hairdresser who single-handedly rallies an entire community to help a widowed father save the life of his critically ill young daughter. Definitely one to go and see. This movie is streaming in all 4 cinemas. For more information, check out Midlands103.com, and this is with thanks to IMC Cinema.
Thank you for all the updates, Shannon. You're on fire today. I want to read you about one entry. I don't think this one won, but favourite combination of ice cream, chocolate and banana, preferably in a cone.
Okay.
So cones are winning out 99.9%. Hardly anyone mentioned an ice cream from the fridge. And proper ice cream with that, never understood the American style ones, can't stand vanilla flavour. That is from Hilda. Thank you, Hilda.
How would you do that in a normal cone, have a banana? Is that like banana slices on the ice cream?
No.
Or is it one of those like sundaes where
I think she means flavours.
Oh.
Because first I read that too. I was there in my mind's eye.
Now.
Getting, you know, chopping up banana. But then I looked it again. I think it means banana ice cream, chocolate ice cream. Mm. Put the two together. See, so real ice cream in a cone, not the, we call it the artificial ice cream.
Now that makes more sense, but like my head, I swear to God, it's just a furry purple oranges in my head right now. Like I don't know.
No, when I read that first, I thought that too. But to be honest with you, isn't the kind of ice cream you get, the, you know, scoop out of open containers, like homemade type ice cream, is better than a 99 cone ice cream. But there's something about a 99
there's
cone.
Something about a 99. It's like
hard
a classic.
To be. I would go 99 cone, the real ice cream in the fridges, and the real ice cream that you scoop out in the open buckets, right, in the fridge, those ones, right, the homemade. And I'd have to push way down the line, way down the back, the sealed fridges, which are Cornettos and cone, you know, brunches, chalk ices, all those, you know.
Now, do you know what I love on a 99 is a flake, but I love like when they put sprinkles and like sauces.
I want one now. And that one we read earlier, a double flaked 99. Haven't seen that. Throw an extra flake on that. Can I just mention this?
Yes.
It's a bit related to this. It's a lighthearted little mini story.
Okay.
I went in somewhere down in Kerry one day.
Ooh.
And I says, any chance of a 99? And your mum says, oh, yeah. And then she says, do you want a flake in that? And I'm thinking now, I thought to myself, I was going to be smart and I says nothing. I was on a mini holiday, so it's great to be here. I'm not going to say anything. That's the same as, right, going into a chipper and saying, any chance of a curry chip? And they turn around and say, do you want curry on that? It's the very same thing. Hello. Anyway, yeah. Sorry. Back to reality.
Back to reality. Do you know what? We have to pick a winner now, Carl.
We do have a winner. Sinead Kelly and Mo. She loves mint cornettos. She started eating them when she was pregnant with her daughter and she hasn't looked back since.
Exactly. Good pick.
See ya. Have a great weekend.
You too.
The Laois Leisure Friday Entertainment Rundown. Thanks to Laois Leisure, Port Laois and Port Arlington. Dive into a world of learning and enrichment with our exciting lessons at Laois Leisure, where education meets enjoyment. For bookings, call 057 864 5800. Midlands 103.